Special guest on the phone, say hello to Beyonce Knowles.
What's up?
Really?
Yeah. What's up, B?
Good morning. Beyonce?
Uh-huh, can you hear me?
There you are, now we can hear you, I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm wonderful, how are you?
You're so mellow.
Oh, I'm so tired.
You're so tired. You tore it up Saturday night.
Thank you.
Could you hear me playing this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, right off Saturday Night Live, yeah.
A lot going on in that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? Holla.
All right.
Wow, see, y'all are playing it live.
Does your daddy know you dance like that?
Huh?
Does your daddy know you dance like that?
Yeah, he watched it. He loved the performance. I really loved the performance. I thought it was great.
I thought so, too. We had a consensus in our house that it was a great performance. But you are able to move body parts that most people can't move.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Kid, she's, what, 21?
You dance so good.
It's the best interview ever, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's just sit here and compliment her.
No, I've got it on TV, so I'm going to go check it out today.
It's really good.
Okay.
And then Jay comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I was just thinking back to it, kind of reminiscing about it and stuff.
I'm glad that you and Jay-Z are kicking it, but I secretly wish y'all would break up.
Oh, Lord.
That's not very nice, y'all.
I know it's not, and I'm not proud that I think it. I know I have not a chance in heck, even if y'all do.
Because she's met you already.
Yeah, that's right. But I just secretly, just something inside me, which is, you know, bad things.
It really...
wishes bad things?
Beyonce.
Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Be honest, it's really not fair. It's
what
not
are you
fair.
Talking about?
Jay-Z's in that video, like, all I need in this life is me and my girlfriend. And then they're showing his big-ass house. And, you know, he's already got a bunch of stuff.
He said, all he needs is me and my girlfriend. Well, yeah, now that he's got all this other stuff, that's all he needs.
It doesn't seem fair.
Y'all are really crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. So how do you follow up? Like, you had a number one hit when you're 16 years old. No, uh-huh. No, right?
You only 16 then?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was 15 when it first came out.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize you were that young, but I guess if you do the math, that's
right.
Watched
you grow up.
And a month later, you're taking a plane to Whitney Houston's birthday party.
Wow, yes.
And I got to think, when you're 16 and that happens to you, and now here we are, you know, you're a veteran now 5 years later. I mean, you got to be thinking, what do I do for an encore, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great thing when you're so young because you grow so much every year when you're a teenager. And I was 15, 16 when we first came out. I'm an adult now. And it's really a blessing to be able to experience so many things and put that in the music. And it's really not hard to grow up and try to mature and better yourself because you're so young.
Right.
Gotcha.
But you had a series of things happen early on that, you know, with the financial issues that came up and stuff, where you really had to grow up and be an adult very quickly, didn't you?
Yeah. I think anyone in the industry does. I know this is definitely a job that has adult responsibilities and adult decisions that have to be made. But we didn't really think about it at that time, but when I talked to other people my age back then, I was like, wow, I think I'm a little older in the mind.
and that's what you meant by I'm a survivor, right? Isn't that what it was all about?
So. Yeah. I felt like Survivor was a song that so many people could relate to because everybody at one point goes through some struggle in their life and they feel like they have to survive different situations. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we survived a lot and I felt like people needed to hear that.
Do you feel mature enough after all you've been through and haven't been, you know, since that first time you got up at the talent show? It's been, you know, 14 or 15 years since you've been performing. Do you feel mature enough, though, as a person to enter into marriage?
I feel like if that happened, then it would happen right now. I'm not ready for that. Mm-hmm. I'm very young, and I have a new album coming out, and Destiny's Child has another album next year, so I'm young.
You want to wait until you can focus on a marriage before you dive into something like that. You got too much other stuff to focus on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I feel like you should. I never predict anything because you never know what happens in life.
Right.
Yeah. I just kind of live one day at a time. Right now, my album's out. well, it comes out July 8th. My single's out, and I'm very excited about it. And everyone else seems to be excited about it. I worked on the song with Rich Harrison. We wrote the song, and I felt like a rap was missing, so I asked Jay-Z, could he rap on it? And we just finished the video last week. So it should be ready in a week. I have Divas Live coming up. so many other television shows. I'm just really excited. Yeah. I have a lot of great people on my album, from Missy to Luther Vandross to Big Boy and Outkast to Sean Paul. It's just a great piece of work.
The new single is called Crazy in Love, and it's first time with Jay-Z. Brother didn't get paid, you know.
Cut you a little slack on that.
So we've got your solo album July 8th, and when is the Destiny's Child album?
We'll be back here, actually, this time next year.
This time next year. We look forward to that. We miss you girls.
You guys, we're talking to Beyonce on the
I know, but we miss the three, too. We
totally wanna... cool.
Well, congratulations. We love the single and can't wait to hear the whole album.
Thank you.
We know we got limited time with you, so we don't want to bump you up with everybody else.
Okay.
Thanks, Beyonce. Call me.
Oh, sure. I will tonight.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Thanks. Take care, all right?
Thank you.
See you later.
Good luck.
Bye.